So let's talk about your 51-year-old lady.
Yeah, that's another interesting case. This patient we're actually writing up right now to try to publish it. She's a 51-year-old female who was doing well until all of a sudden she developed dyspnea on exertion and palpitations as well as chest pains. So she went to an ER in June 2016, and she underwent cardiac evaluation, which was negative. She had CBC, however, that showed leukocytosis with the white cell count of 19,000, of which 73% were lymphocytes. Her hemoglobin and platelet count were normal. When we went back through all her labs, she was a very organized person. She brought all her previous labs. And we noticed that she had had a CBC in July 2015, which also had shown leukocytosis at that time, when she had 17,000 white cells, again with a similar differential count with the 70% lymphocytes, normal hemoglobin and platelets. For some reason, they didn't pay much attention to that leukocytosis and attributed to some kind of infection, perhaps some viral infection, that she did not receive any further follow-up until she ended up in the emergency room with the chest pain. So the patient, when we saw her in my clinic, she did not have any lymphadenopathy at all. She didn't have any palpable lymphadenopathy, no palpable masses, no hepatosplenomegaly. Her CT scan failed to show any lymphadenopathy. Her LDH and the beta 2 microglobulin were completely normal. But we went ahead and did a bone marrow and also did a PET scan, and the PET scan was negative. The bone marrow, however, showed an infiltrate of small lymphocytes that were CD20 positive and also BCL1 or cyclin D1 positive. Flow cytometry showed that the tumor was CD5 positive as well as CD20 positive, and the FMC7 was also positive. Interestingly, the FISH showed negative for 1114, and we were thinking along the lines that most likely it was a mantle cell lymphoma because of the phenotype that was very typical as well as the cyclin D1 positivity. But the FISH didn't show the 1114 translocation. And the karyotype analysis showed, however, that she had an 1122 translocation without any other cytogenetic abnormalities. Her SOX11, I think it's important to highlight at this point that it was negative. It's important to highlight that point because SOX11 is supposed to be positive in mantle cell lymphoma in 90% or more of the cases. And we and others have found that the patients who have SOX11 negativity and who present with a leukemic picture like this lady, similar to CLL, and without any lymphadenopathy, those patients actually have a very indolent clinical course. So I think to me, SOX11 is an important marker, even though the pathologists use it more as a marker that helps make the diagnosis of mantle cell lymphoma. To me, it's actually a prognostic marker more than anything else, because it's known that the patients who have SOX11 negativity with mantle cell lymphoma usually pursue an indolent clinical course. In blood, actually, there was a paper which they identified the SOX11 expression. What it does is that it's associated with a more aggressive course because it promotes homing and the dissemination of the mantle cell lymphoma. So I think SOX11 has become an important marker. And, you know, we tried to identify as best as possible a subset of patients with mantle cell lymphoma that have an indolent course because, as you know, the treatment for mantle cell lymphoma is very aggressive and it's relatively toxic. So if you can identify patients who pursue a clinical course that is more like CLL than mantle cell, then you would be inclined to observe them without any treatment, which is what we did with this lady. It's now very well recognized that this subset of patients who present with leukemia without lymphadenopathy can be observed and they can go on for years without the need for any treatment. So this lady, since the first CBC that showed lymphocytosis was 2 years ago, and she has not received any treatment, and we just saw her very recently last month. It's been now like 25 months actually that she has been living without any complications at all. God knows how long she might have had this leukemic picture, most likely several years now, because the vital count hasn't changed that much in the last 2 years, to me, it indicates that most likely this tumor has been present for more than 5 years without any problems at all.
How do you explain what's going on with her biologically, the fact that she doesn't have the T1114, but she has the T1122?
We think that perhaps the 1122 translocation could be related to the low aggressiveness, although she has other criteria also that relate to that fact. But the 1122 translocation is a very uncommon one. Actually, there's only one other case in the literature with mantle cell lymphoma with this translocation. There are a few others that have another translocation, which is the 211 translocation, which is very interesting because that to me is very analogous to what we see with Burkitt's lymphoma. You know, Burkitt's lymphoma, the typical translocation is the 814 translocation, which involves c-MYC. In mantle cell lymphoma, the 1114 translocation is by far the most common one also. But in Burkitt's, we know that there are two variant translocations, the so-called 2A translocation and the 822 translocation. Now, the 814 translocation involves the immunoglobulin heavy chain gene, which is translocated right next to the MYC oncogene. The 2A translocation involves the kappa light chain. Instead of the heavy chain gene, it involves the kappa light chain. And the 822 involves the lambda light chain. So I think in mantle cell lymphoma, we have something similar going on with the 1122 involving the lambda light chain gene and the 211 translocation involving the kappa light chain. So it's very similar to what we see with Burkitt's lymphoma, but whether that's responsible for a different biology or a different clinical behavior, that can really say whether that's the case. But I know that the other patient that was described with the 1122 translocation also presented with a similar clinical picture to this lady.